In the nation's largest cities, police officers are under increasing scrutiny. The Justice Department is monitoring departments in Los Angeles, Detroit, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and elsewhere after incidents of excessive force, racial profiling, and other misconduct.
In Chicago, complaints are common, and cops say that that makes life on the beat more difficult. In the second part of a series about law enforcement, NPR's David Shaper spent time with one veteran Chicago police officer and the rookie he's training.
Ken Watt looks and sounds every bit the Chicago police officer. His thinning, sandy blonde hair doesn't quite give away the fact that he's nearing 60. When you ask him to describe what it's like being a Chicago cop, Watt says they're the most watched specimen in the world.
We have the one job that absolutely everybody knows, all right? Because I'm told every day by some citizen, I know what you're doing. I know what you're supposed to do. Oh, yeah, you do this, you do that. Yeah, I know about it. I know.
Watt has been a Chicago police officer for 38 years, the last 20 or so as a field training officer, meaning he initiates rookies after their 26 weeks of police academy training into their life patrolling the streets of Chicago. Watt offers us a glimpse into that life and the challenges he and his fellow officers face day in and day out, starting with this antiquated 8th District Police Station. Built in 1926, it's a two-story brick-and-mortar police station with dimly lit halls and vintage woodwork trimming the stark plaster ceilings and walls, walls that reflect the volatile nature of police work.
Holes in the wall, people kick the walls, punch the walls, they bang their head on the wall. You know, not everybody that comes here is a happy camper. You know, most don't want to be here, so they act accordingly.
Reminders, sign your prisoners in, are taped up to the walls of the interview room. There's only one computer in here. It's old and runs slowly, so officers often have to wait to do even the simplest background checks. And there's little desk space for writing out arrest reports, which they still tediously do by hand. Sitting nearby is 18-year veteran officer Michael Carter. He says those burdens pale by comparison to the broader frustration he faces when he tries to reconcile his expectations with the public's.
When you come to work, it seems as if you're swinging on a rope. You can't drop off on the left side because then you're dropping off with the civilians out in the public, and then the department tend to look at you kind of cross-eyed. If you drop on the right side, then you become a company man, and they say, well, all those police stick together. So when you come to work, you're basically swinging on that rope, okay? And people tend to want law enforcement done, and they want the bad guy locked up and processed, but they don't know what the police have to do that.
It's after roll call, and Watt and rookie Rob Hilliard start their shift on this perfectly sunny Saturday morning by checking out their squad car, a white Ford Crown Victoria with blue lights. They make sure they have everything they need and that their equipment, like the car's computer, is working. But Hilliard has a problem with his radio, so Watt helps the rookie find the right channel.
See this here?
Uh-huh.
A position.
Got it now.
Small toggle switch here. Right. So you should be receiving us now.
Already, the computer has dispatched them to a call.
Domestic disturbance, page down to page 2. With husband, threats are being made. Seek employment. Okay.
They head out onto 63rd Street in the heart of the area known as Chicago Lawn. At 6 miles wide, it's one of the largest of the city's 25 police districts, home to more than 100,000 people. It's a neighborhood bigger than hundreds of cities across the country. Watt knows this part of Chicago's South Side inside and out, having lived and worked here his entire life.
You know, people ask me, where do you work? And we say, well, we work in the ghetto, the barrio, and the Gaza Strip. You know, and then Archer Avenue is a large Polish enclave, so we pretty much have a lot of cultural diversity in this district.
Chicago Lawn includes some poorer neighborhoods, concentrations of immigrants from Eastern Europe, Mexico, and the Middle East, as well as some working and middle-class neighborhoods. While this isn't the area of Chicago with the most violent crime, Watt says any call can test his skills.
You go into a house, domestic violence is going on, you want to stay out of the kitchen. That's where all the weapons are.
813, did you copy that officer? You're right.
The whole
here,
rolling
there.
Pin, the frying pan, the knife, the steak knife, yeah.
What direction?
Well, all those things can hurt you.
Well, you know what? Westbound. Looks like we got an ambulance heading over to your accident now, too.
Responding to the domestic dispute, they pull up in front of a well-maintained brick two-flat. Two other officers are already on the scene, just inside the front door, talking with family members. Watt follows them in.
What's the problem?
A husband and wife are getting a divorce. She's moved out, but returned this morning to pick up her daughter. When the husband refused to answer the phone or the door, she forced her way in.
Okay, sir, what do you want done? Okay, you're under arrest.
Another car transports the woman to the station while Watt and Rookie Hilliard try to calm the family before heading back to the station themselves to process the arrest. Rob Hilliard isn't your typical rookie cop. At 35, a veteran of the Air Force and victim of the dot-com bust, Hilliard is drawn to the stability and variety in police work. He's not aiming to be a hero, just to do the job and to keep his nose clean. And as an older rookie, Hilliard says he brings a bit more maturity to the job than his much younger academy classmates.
I don't think I can chase guys quite as far as they can, but, you know, I can read a few more situations, maybe just based on experience. You know, some of the guys have only lived with their parents in a college. So, you know, if they go into a domestic between a husband and a wife, they might have a hard time relating to somebody who is having financial difficulties and trouble with their kids, and why is he so upset?
Back at the station, Watt and Hilliard wait for a wagon to transport the woman to another station. Watt says rookies like Hilliard need to learn to balance the many mundane moments like this with the adrenaline-producing ones.
Yeah, it's hours and hours of boredom broken by moments of sheer terror, all right? Yeah, you do get scared out here. Anybody tells you different is a fool.
Calls that make their hearts race, like a person with a gun, a shooting, or this one, a robbery in progress, can happen any time. Watt skillfully weaves the squad car through congested streets while running through a checklist in his mind of what they might expect at the scene. Sometimes, like today, calls end up being false alarms, but even the simplest of events can escalate. Right after this false alarm, right in front of them, Watt and Hilliard see a car turn the wrong way down a one-way street, taking a shortcut into a convenience store parking lot.
Driver's license.
Watt and Hilliard jump out of the squad car and approach an older model Honda with dark tinted windows. A young male driver gets out, tells the officers he doesn't have a license or insurance, so before long he's handcuffed up against the squad car.
Why are you driving without a license?
I never had one,
officer. That's not what I said. I said, why are you driving without a license?
I was just coming to the store.
Why are you driving without a license?
I don't know.
Searching his pockets, Watt finds tickets to that afternoon's big White Sox game against the crosstown rival Cubs, but not much else. But in searching the car, the rookie Hilliard makes a veteran's discovery.
A bag full of money. What are the drugs?
Hilliard doesn't find drugs, but the driver is arrested for multiple traffic violations.
No license, no insurance. Car's going to get impounded. Driving with the tinted windows. Came down a one-way street, as you've seen, wrong way. What's he got there? How much?
I haven't even counted.
Okay.
When they return to the station, the officers have to wait their turn at the computer to run a background check. When they do, they discover the guy they arrested isn't just a bad driver, but a high-ranking member of the Latin Kings street gang with 22 prior arrests, some involving weapons. Chicago police officials say gang violence is responsible for close to half the city's murders, and they argue gangs here are more entrenched and sophisticated than in other cities. For Ken Watt, that means learning the who's who of gangs.
And we just found out another one, a new one. Phantom party people. Party players, party people, GDs, BDs.
Watt says there are more than two dozen gangs in the 8th District alone.
The shooting, the murder we had the other day was the conservative vice lords and the Four Corner Hustler vice lords killing each other.
34?
They find a lucrative spot to sell the drugs and they fight over it, that's all.
831?
It'd be like if a corporation wanted to deal drugs here at 59th and Hamlin. Well, in corporate world, I buy the property. You outbid me for the property, you get the property. Well, here the outbid is acted out, and it's bullets. Whoever has the most bullets gets the property.
Watt says fighting gang violence, along with the constant feeling that department brass, internal affairs, community groups, or the media are looking over your shoulder, and seeing people, often kids and seniors, at their most vulnerable, takes a toll.
Emotional up and down, emotional up and down, emotional up and down, emotional up and down, and frustration. You're dealing with people, and people do become frustrating because you're attempting to explain to somebody what you need them to do or what the situation requires, and they're just not receptive.
And that frustration can lead to burnout. Rookie Rob Hilliard hopes it'll be a long time before he feels burned out. In a lot of jobs, new employees can be on probation for a couple of weeks or months. For Hilliard, it's a year and a half, and he's just now past the halfway point. After 18 months, his pay will bump up to a little over $50,000 a year from the probationary rate of $36,000. And he'll be allowed to work without a veteran partner. But he acknowledges it may be some time before he's mastered the job.
5 more years of this, right?
Pardon?
5 more years. That's what somebody told me. I'm going to be a rookie for the first five years at least.
Well, that takes five years to get the basics down in this job. Yeah. Now, if you think you can do it faster, well, hey.
Veteran Officer Ken Watt says what takes 5 years isn't the little things like keeping the radio on the right channel. It's the many nuances of how to deal with all stripes of humanity, coping with being publicly tainted by other cops who may break the rules, if not the law, and learning how to stay safe. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Chicago police officers share more insights about walking the beat at our website, npr.org. Our series continues next week with a story about police in the suburbs.